It's time to blunder! Woo! The Blunder Years. Back before all the beer made him age 50 years. What a tragedy. The Blunder Years. Just before that buffoon went and totally ruined his career. Let's cheer.
Let's watch the dues pay up.
Welcome, everybody, to the Blunder Years 2.0, all those beers ago. Thank you for joining us behind my paywall.
Behind my paywall.
Thank you. He does it so much better. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, joining us this afternoon. We're doing this for an hour, and then we're going to jump onto YouTube, and we're going to continue watching the John stuff from yesterday. So this is for all the Richies out there, the Richies that are paying big bucks for this. You
exclusive,
got it.
Exclusive club.
A Shuly Network exclusive. Thank you. Joining me, as always, Mr. Mike Morse down below. And of course,
Esquire.
The Reverend Bob Esquire the third, and then Bob Levy up top, the Rev, the R-E-V. Ha ha.
Hi, Bob.
Are you muted or something?
Me? No, I'm just not talking yet.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, you're just doing weird hand
signs. Yeah, that's what I do. I do things like that. People like it. Thank
oh, it
you,
is.
Tiff. Hey!
Yeah, she is fake. She's a Tiff. Butt.
There's our Tiffy. Hi, Tiff.
Fuck my dad.
Thank you, Frank. He's like, we're behind the wall. I'm still gifting. You're the man. I knew if I could do three episodes in this hat, at some point somebody would say, all right, man, what's with the hat?
Yep.
There's gonna be a Reddit thread about it. Let's go. I'm ready. Are you
Look
guys
for
ready?
Shirley's hat in the chat soon.
Oh, it'll be about 10 minutes.
I want to get this out of the way. Bob, I love the haircut. Very Murphy Brown secretary. What the fuck are you talking about? My hair's fucking perfect. Any way I do it, it's fucking perfect. Don't you worry. Let's see your fucking hair here.
You heard him.
Mud.
All right. Let's get into this. This was a lot of people fascinated by this, myself included. Jackie Martling, Billy West, and Stuttering John. Now, we learned in the first episode that John and his former co-host Royce put this thing together, thinking it was going to be huge. And apparently Royce lost quite a bit of money on this project. But it also explains why John, it's funny because two guys are there to reminisce about the good times. And one guy is there doing a therapy session, you know, and that's John. And these two want nothing to do with it. Yes, Mike.
What I was most fascinated with was that this was only like a couple
Murphy
years
Murphy Brown secretary.
Look, Bob, that's
you. Are you fucking
Midler.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
It's Bette Midler.
Exactly like your hair.
Yeah, go ahead.
Please.
And just the most fascinating thing is that this was only like 3 years ago or whatever.
Look how good he looks. And yeah. Look, and you'll hear how he sounds. I mean, yeah. He's still bitter and angry and a douche. Hey. But
in the camera a little this way.
We're fascinated by you. Deal with it. You're the pretty girl. Everybody's watching.
I know that.
What you've always wanted. You got it. Now don't complain about it.
I feel so good today. I'm back. I'm back 100%, I have to say. I was running outside today. Nothing. No tearing. No nothing. I'm going to go.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. Good news, guys. No tearing.
I ran.
I ran almost 300 feet, no tearing.
I wish I went to 300 feet.
It's amazing how the guy who set up the show is the one that he's the most out of place.
Yes.
Very good point. Mm. All right, let's get into this. Come on.
Where is that? Mark. Oh, I can't hear it.
Please.
Oh, sorry.
And I asked him for $50,000 a year.
So he said Tom was going through chemo. Hold on.
And I asked him for $50,000 a year.
Tom Chiasano.
And I said, Tom, all I want is $50,000 a year. And Tom leaned over and he goes, Sean, I'll die of cancer before I pay you $50,000 a year.
Oh wow! He never died though, did he?
No, but then this is the same.
Never paid $50,000 a year.
Yeah, that's right. He lied. He lied. He's lying about both.
He's a company man.
Yeah, but this
is a fucking idiot. That is.
But this is the same guy who. Him and Steve Kingston, who was the program director.
Yeah.
I was the one going, look, you know, like.
You know, this is John going, these guys are going to come in. I'm going to state my grievances, and they're going to agree with me. That's why they're here. That he just assumes these guys are going to be on board with him.
That's what friends do.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Not just acquaintances.
Thank you. Good. Take your time. It's good. You'll get it. You're almost there. I've already watched part one 3 times. The way Billy looked at John after being interrupted during his Maxell chair impression was great. Yeah, that was, if looks could kill, buddy.
I make some more money. And they both said, look, Howard created you. And I go, no. Years and years of bad parenting created me.
No, you don't.
Because, you know, Howard didn't create.
Did your dad get his parenting skills from Moe of the Three Stooges?
No, he's been slapped the shit out of me,
well,
too.
I mean, yeah, because your dad, you hung his face on Don Buckle.
Stop, sorry.
I took psychology.
It would have been so much funnier if John didn't interrupt him again going through that.
Of course. He can't even sit there and let a guy work.
So
we all know he doesn't want to work. Let somebody else work instead.
What? Did you see the hand on him again?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Pay attention to me, Billy. Me.
What's that? Hold on. What? You know what? You're lucky it's your birthday. I'm going to let you slide. I'm going to let you slide.
For me, Jack, when I left to do the Tonight Show to be the announcer, really? I could not wait.
Why does he have to add that? I'm sorry.
He has to hear it. He has to hear it.
Did you hear how he had to rush it into the sentence to get out the words with the air in his lungs?
Yeah.
But you understand, even he doesn't believe that it happened. Still, even he's baffled, like the rest of us.
I took psychology.
No, so for me, Jack, when I left to do the Tonight Show to be the announcer, I could not wait for that moment to sit across from Tom, and it was like you know that one, like,
hey Shuley,
you know, the moment.
Yes.
What's going on with his ear there? You see that part that's like coming way down? Is that normal?
This?
No, like from like the canal, like up
canal?
A little
bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You see that? That's very weird.
It looks like a keyhole for like an old school door.
Is he going to say something about it was like Rocky on the steps?
Buddy. First of all, I hope he does just so you could Nostradamus this shit. But man, will I be pissed. Here we go.
Cross from Tom. And
yeah, that is a weird lobe thing going on there, that keyhole.
And it's also, he has no lobe. He has no lobes anyway. Like, it just attaches to the bottom of his. The bottom of the ear just attaches to his head. There is no
I don't care what anybody says. That motherfucker's not real.
You know, it's on the ear where the dog bit you.
It's like, you know, that one, like, you know, the moment of, like, at the end of Shawshank Redemption, you know, when he climbs through all the
shit. You're petty.
Oh, the joke man strikes.
Whoa.
Redemption, you know, when he climbs through all the
shit. You're petty.
And look at Billy. Billy's like, finally. I didn't have to say it.
He fucking gets out of that shit tunnel and fucking raises his arm.
Like everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So I couldn't wait. And there I am, like, Tom sitting, you know, what are you and Jack? And I go, Tom, I just want to say that I'm giving you my, you know, 2 weeks notice. And he goes, oh, yeah, why? I go, because I'm going to be the new announcer on The Tonight Show. And he just goes, no way.
Really?
Yes.
He said that?
2 words.
Wasn't congratulations.
Right.
Like, normally, somebody would be like, oh, we're sorry to see you go. Mm-hmm. His response, his boss's response to this was what everybody else is thinking. No fucking way.
Everybody.
No
way. In four words, how is that possible?
Yeah.
And it was, and I was like, yeah.
How's that? How's that cancer for you? Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean,
Jackie? When are you going to get the balls to leave, Tom? Huh? Huh? Mouse balls? Why don't you leave?
But you know what I mean, Billy? It was that one feeling.
How many times are you going to ask if you know what I mean? They know what you mean. Just tell the fucking story.
You know, go fuck yourself.
You know, there was a...
What did he do? He didn't even do that right. Yeah, he was go, and he didn't put a middle finger on.
You know, go fuck.
Oh, he did.
You know,
that finger looks, thumb looks weird. His fingers just.
Yeah, his thumb's longer than his pointer finger.
How is that possible?
he's doing the scorpion right now.
He's an alien. This guy's an alien. He's got lobster.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was featured in the movie Men in Hack. Get it? Boom!
Lobster boy.
There was a certain turning point where the funny stories. I gotta tell the story about the negotiation.
Yeah, you're gonna love this one.
But there's a whole
Well, let him fucking tell it. You know what I mean?
What are the chances John finishes it for him?
What are the chances he says it without being interrupted? Zero.
Zero. Jackie, tell him the part with.
Part to that negotiation that I've never actually thrown in, but that was actually a negotiation where I wound up when my salary passed his. And I never thought about that till years later because, you know, forget about negotiating with us. We're all of a sudden making more money than him. He was glad he had cancer.
I can laugh because I had cancer and I beat it.
When he says making more money than him, he means Howard?
He means the general manager of the station. Which
listen to you idiots, stay in the back.
They're embarrassing us in front of everybody.
Daniel, please.
I'm overdue. So when you're working, you go.
Wait, Delco Chris is this way. He goes, Jackie's thinking Billy's worth 30 million. Why is he here?
Yeah,
Billy, without a doubt, the most successful person to ever leave that show. And then John's number two.
Oh, you do your homework. And I would go around and I was the ambassador and do the different markets. And I became very good friends with a guy in the Rochester market.
There's another one.
Told me the idea about syndication, what you have to pay. And he was great pep talk. He said, no matter who you are, no matter how tiny the station is, it's $250,000. If you want the Stern Show, it's $250,000. I don't care if you got three people listening. It's $250,000.
You got to hear this.
Here we go. I knew it.
Who's he telling you got to hear this? Everybody in the room listening? Mm-hmm. He's telling the camera guy, you got to hear this. I'm filming it. I'm going to hear it.
So I know this. And he also tells me, listen, don't be intimidated when you negotiate. He says, when you go on.
Of course she is. It never stops.
Go.
I wonder whose idea it was for having a waitress there.
Oh, well, I can tell you who bitched about it. John later talked about how annoyed he was she wasn't bringing beer fast enough.
Oh, my God.
At one point, the chick's over there in one of those marathon blankets checking her pulse. She was moving so fast. You got to hear this. Roy says, you got to hear this. Shut the fuck up.
Stage, you tell jokes because that's your job. When a garbage man gets in the truck, he goes around and picks up the garbage. That's his job. When you go in and ask Tom for more money, he falls off his chair. That's his job. Yeah. So I know that since.
Look. So it wasn't filled all the way to the top. Oh, exactly. My God. You got to see this.
Wow.
Look at the look of disgust on his face.
His job. Yeah. So I know that since it's been 2 years since my contract
heads
is up,
will roll.
This is how you treat the talent.
And I know in the previous 2 years we have added 10 new
months. Oh, he's not even listening. He's so disgusted by the beer that was just brought.
He's like, I hope there's more in it now. That I'm gonna look again.
Opening the fridge, closing it, and then opening it again.
pockets.
Well, I'll tell you, Jack, the other thing with Tom, just to get.
I don't like him, by the way.
No.
I never did.
He's a dick.
I said, what are these guys doing making plans for me? You know, I'm the only one who makes plans. They got all these plans. You know, I thought that you were going to work with Howard and do this, blah, 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 blah. You shut up, you glassy-eyed baboon. My problem was
I actually liked the guy and played golf with him a couple times, but then when you go into
total
money.
Pretty girl.
what a pose. Oh, we'll give one more.
Hold that for just 1 second.
Sure thing.
Thank you.
Something tells me he's going to be a Vegas showgirl in a few minutes.
Or wearing a strip of pole.
I'm wearing a fruit basket hat.
It's like
Jack.
He's so.
What is he doing?
Full of crap. But once again, that was his job to be.
But it's two tiered. Well, first of all, I would always go to Howard first and say, Howard, I'm going to go ask for a raise from Tom. Could you help me out?
Why are people wearing lavalier mics and it sounds like none of them are on?
That is weird.
You know, and this is where you know Howard did nothing.
Doing this in an airplane hangar.
It's unbelievable. The guy goes, and they're telling me he lost money on this. How much did he invest?
Hire a waitress.
Just give him half a beer each time so we don't run out of beer. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, the look on his face. Have you ever seen that before?
No.
I have in alcoholics. Crazy.
Because Howard doesn't want any part of any. He's always made.
Why do you come to him every time to ask him that you're going to go ask Tom for a raise? Can you help me out?
Always. Every time.
In anyone's negotiation.
He always maintained he didn't want to have anything to do with it, and he knew every penny that was going, every request.
He was totally full of shit. But
that was
Howard, can you help me out for old time's sake?
One more, Howie. For old time's sake.
Before,
but you know what? Here it is. It's like there's no answer. It's like that's the business. That's how it works. And the thing is I don't want to get like we're getting angry that all this stuff happened so long ago and that we can continue. But there's
now that's a guy who's made millions. What are we gonna bitch about the old days? Come on.
Other stuff that happened that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, like the fun that we had. Some of the times it was like you went out of there holding yourself, and then you see a couple of construction workers going, "Dude, that fucking Jackie," you know, and it's like right outside the window.
Yeah, I want to tell you the one that I'm upset I wasn't with you guys with, but the last thing about Tom.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's just because it involves my family. I said, "Could I have $5,000 more a year?" That's it. And he goes, "I'll tell you what. Instead, I'll give you life and health insurance for you and your family." I go, "Great, okay." He goes, "And that's equal at least $5,000. I go, "Okay." 2 months later, the company changes policy where they're not going to pay for health insurance. I'm going to take my health insurance away.
He knew that.
And I said, and I go back to him, "Tom,
my raise.
I don't have health insurance. You know, that was money." He goes, "John, if I give you, I got to give it." That was the main focus.
I mean, to me, it sounds like Tom really fucking hated John.
Mm-hmm.
That's without a doubt. He went out of his way to fuck with him.
I mean, Tom seemed like a happy guy. Yeah. You know, when I seen him ever up there at K-Rock, he was always like a smile on his face, very kind.
Yeah.
I used to get in arguments with him when I used to call in. I used to goof on him. And then when I did the John's Job, one of my songs he didn't allow to be played, Robin Crafter Pants to the tune of Benny and the Jets. And he wouldn't allow it, and Howard yelled at him. So, but even that, he was never a dick. No. You know what I mean? He was just doing his job. But again, I didn't work there with these guys. They had. Look at you, Angel.
Just a girl. Fuck with like with the jet.
Oh, you one.
I got plenty hammered.
But Scott the engineer, didn't I bring
the waitress is eyeing him from the other side of the table.
She's waiting for the steal home signal for fucking the third base coach. Fucking Tom knew John wasn't worth shit. Yeah.
I used to tape Scott's phone down. You know the thing.
I've told countless people that that was one of the funniest things I have ever seen in my life.
You know the pegs on the old phones. I would tape
the buttons. The receiver buttons.
So in Scott's studio, he'd go out to have a smoke. I taped them down and then put the phone back on. And then I would tell
his wife called every 5 minutes.
Oh yeah. His wife was always calling and screaming. So then I'm pretty sure I got YouTube. I got Jackie, Billy, and I go, all right, listen. Now I have an intern calling Scott in 5 minutes. He's going to pick up the phone. And then we all hanging out in Scott's studio. The phone rings. Scott's picked up. What?
Hey, tell the fucking story. Stop laughing for a second.
Look at Billy. Look at Billy and his. This is all Billy did to laugh. He went, on the table, watch.
And it keeps on ringing. So, hello? What? And it keeps on ringing.
Oh,
he threw the fucking phone at me.
I thought my heart was going to stop.
You know, on the last day of your life, like on your deathbed, you're going to remember that and go,
wow, he chugged that.
Was that really worth it? And you're going to go, yeah.
I remember once I took a kaleidoscope. Do you know the thing?
God, here we go, John. This is what you brought these guys for? This is what you paid him to come here for? So you could retell your fucking pranks?
I haven't told these guys in a while.
Is he going to talk about the dollar on the fishing line?
No, that's coming.
No, I didn't grow up on this planet.
Yeah, okay.
wait. He just got clowned. Hold on.
And you're going to go, yeah.
I remember once I took a kaleidoscope. Do you know the things that you look in?
No, I didn't grow up on this planet.
Yeah, okay.
Look at Jack. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Jackie's hands are up. He's like, what?
Yeah, anybody got in the audience a thing you look through for $50?
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's when we lived on Uranus.
So I took a...
They only had them in Massapequa.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You know, so I took an ink blotter and put it on the... on the kaleidoscopes.
What are you working on over there?
What?
Me?
What are you working on over there?
I'm a little graphic.
Not you, him.
Oh, him, what?
A little graphic.
Now, both of you are working on something.
No, okay, you want to know what happened?
Video?
Okay, yeah. Here's what happened.
Mine's not for his dog.
We're doing iron work here, like it's scaffolding. Watch the fucking video.
What happened was... Okay, you know when your phone is on and you don't have to put in your code every time? Somehow I must have hit a button. I got to put a code in and I'm fucking flipping out because I don't know how to. What do I hit to keep the phone lit on without putting the code in every time?
The top of your head as hard as you can.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not working on Levyverse. What are you talking about?
He's working on Levyverse.
No, my phone keeps, like, if I get a message, it's off. And it's like, I can't, you know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck?
So you're saying your phone before didn't have a lock on it. It was just always. Right.
So and now it has a lock on it. So I have to put the code in every time to open it up again. I'm saying, where do I go to? I got to wait for her to get home. I mean, I can't live like this.
Do you have a phone guy you can call?
I can't. Well, I don't know if the phone will hang up because it knocks me. I'm writing. Chad wrote his own jokes and he's gonna maul them today. But the fact is, I can't live like this. I can't live like this. It's just not the way to fucking go through life with a phone that just got to call the phone guy. Look, man, I bring it to the place down the block, but this is simple. I know it's just a button, but I never put it on, so I don't know how to put it off.
There you go.
Settings on, turn. What? Wait, read that to me. I got to put the code in.
Settings on. What?
Okay, settings on. Where in settings? Okay, I'm on settings. Where do I go? Now there's the general control panel. Display, home screen. Home screen? Come on. That's me. What does that mean?
Okay, settings and turn off locks. So go to your settings on your there. Phone. Okay.
Why don't you go out and come back?
No, I don't have to get up.
Okay, look, settings, then security, Bob.
Security Bob. It doesn't say security Bob.
Security Bob.
Security Bob. Security. Security. Where's security? I don't see security. Weather, shortcuts, cameras, Autovers Eisen. Wait, notifications?
Privacy, maybe? Privacy?
Privacy. Where's privacy? I don't see these words.
I can't tell you. It's private.
Battery, app store. No. Wallpaper, accessibility. Oh, fuck this shit. Settings, download. Shut the fuck up. You guys have no idea of what this is doing to me. Where do I go? Where? Home screen? I'm going home screen.
Go home.
Add to home screen. I'm already
got window update.
Did he say boomer size? I don't know.
No, this is this. Touch ID and passcode?
Oh,
I want to rate my experience.
Can you call and hold release? What is this? This is ridiculous that I never touch anything and now I gotta fucking deal with this shit. I'm not throwing the phone in the pool. Screen time. Display settings. And brightness. Display. The only place I go is display and brightness. What? Setting display lock screen. Setting where settings display lock screen. Okay. Controls. There's no fucking goddamn thing like that.
Is this true? Leave versus a Ponzi for a used car.
Take that down now. Take that down. Take that down.
Or a funeral. Oh, my stomach. Oh, my God. Ow, ow.
Come on, man. Just tell me which one I hit. I mean, this is fucking. And she got coming home late.
Control, Alt, Delete. Can you do that?
Okay, where? Why am I stuck in this one now? Okay. Display home screen. No, wallpaper. Home screen, maybe.
All right. I'm looking it up here. You gotta get a bowl and fill it with vinegar and you gotta soak it in vinegar.
Put it in rice. Put a bit of rice.
Then the
notifications, sounds in Hispanic.
Haptics. What phone is this?
Oh God.
Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch, except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a 3-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the 3 month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What phone is this? Mine, you fucking idiot. Oh, now she's calling. This is okay.
Put her on speakerphone and have her tell you.
Well, honey, we're doing the show right now, but my phone, I have to put in a code every second. Why? Because I hit a button, I guess. I don't know. Well, like every if I get a message come in, it just shows up, and then I have to put in the code. Okay. Yes. Oh, okay. Late. Okay. Yeah. Now, don't worry. I'll get it done by then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're behind the wall. What? Uncle Rico, yeah, and John's running the stories of the other two guys. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, honey. I love you, baby.
I love you, Bob.
I love you, Tree.
Love you.
I love you, Tree.
Love you, too.
Three. I love you, Five. She said Four. Okay, bye. Six. I love you.
Get a room.
Bob, this guy has a question.
Android?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's a fucking phone. Display and brightness, then auto lock to it, then extend. Okay.
What kind of phone is it? Is it an iPhone or is it?
It's an iPhone.
All right.
She goes to settings and then she said display and brightness. Okay, I know that one. Hold on. Sound Hispanic. No, that's haptic.
Sounds Hispanic. What yeah. phone do you have? That just no, sounds it's Hispanic.
Hapsticks. hold on. What is she saying? Well, display and brightness. Okay, display and brightness. That's the only place I'm at usually. Night shift off. Do zoom. Raise to wake. What the fuck is this? Automatic.
Auto lock, then extend time.
Auto lock. It doesn't. Oh, auto lock. 30 seconds. Ooh. Oh, I don't want that. I want none of that. I think I got it. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
Let's see if it saves. But I didn't touch it. Let me see something.
Oh, my God.
It's staying. Thank you.
Remember, for 4 months, Chris says, keep up the great work. You're the best. Oh, I mean, you're the best. Yeah. Thank you. Don't make us correct you. We will.
Oh, my God. That was a lot of fucking stress. Oof. Oof. Thank you, dear.
Oh. Oh, I almost passed out.
Somebody's getting a free ticket for a show. You just saved my life.
It sounds Hispanic. I can't wait to see the drops in Discord after that. That was unbelievable.
Oh. I got the chills.
Yeah. Sign up for Levyverse. You should do a tech review show on there where you review new tech. And explain what you like about it, what you don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he explaining what the thing you look through is? Yeah. So people know?
Yeah. Yeah, because he doesn't think these guys
it's
know.
It's also known as a fork in the eye, the way he was showing that.
Put it on the, on the kaleidoscope. So when Scott and them were going to go in and give it to Scott, and then when he used it, he would look like Petey from the Little Rascals with the black ring around.
Yeah, I seen that handed camera in 1957.
Right.
Yeah, hasn't even won yet.
Please.
Petey.
Yeah. Petey from Little Rascals. So then I go in there and I go, hey, Scott, you got to see this kaleidoscope. It's awesome. And I hand him, the intern grabs it in front of him. The intern does it. The intern's
wah, wah.
Well, a great story that didn't end in Scott getting pranked. That was the whole point. He started that story there. He's talking about pranking Scott.
Never gets old. That's like picking on an old lady. You know that? Can I be honest?
What?
Scott was a wounded bird. I mean, Gary could roll with
So here's my Tom Chisano story.
Okay, go.
He
just wiped his nose with both fingers. Watch this.
Story. Okay, go.
95, 4, 6, whatever, the year that all of a sudden they decided, all right, has to be more of a moratorium on flirting with women.
Hold on. I don't even want to tell you. It's off again. Yeah. Fuck it. I'm putting it over here.
How did it
I'm
go off again?
I don't know. I'm just putting it over here, and I'm not dealing with it.
Is it set to in your settings? Go back to your settings. Okay. What is it set to? Because what did you change it?
The password and still.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You changed. Yeah.
Now she said, raise to wake. I don't want to raise this to wake. I want to
raise the dead.
Yeah, don't raise the dead, Bob.
True tone. Automatic adapt. I've been based on the lighting. No lighting. Display raise to wake. Come on, this is the bold text. I got that. Automatic. Automatic is what? I don't know what. Look, I'm going to wait
a minute.
Later.
We just got this in. Breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
What?
So a friend just sent us something. It's in the Uncle Rico Discord. I think it's funnier and better if we don't. I'll just say this came from John's Patreon.
Okay, let me figure this out. Auto lock never. I don't have auto lock never.
I think we watched this a long time ago.
True tone, night shift. What is night shift?
It was a movie with Henry Winkler and Michael Keaton.
Manual enable until tomorrow. Night shift. I don't want night shift.
What do you want? Graveyard? Day?
I'm in the wrong day.
What hours can you work?
Accessibilities. Switch control. No, I'm not touching that. Oh, this is stupid.
Just give it to Perry to chew on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Perry. Motion.
This was a quote. If you missed it earlier, I can't live like this.
This is crazy.
I could do this for hours. I mean,
control center. I'm in the control center. Flashlight, timer, text size, guide, hearing, home, low power mode, notes, screen recording, stopwatch. No.
What about this?
What? Bob settings, security. Passcode, turn off. What the fuck is the matter? I'm trying to fix this thing.
Well, you might once you do it, you might have to turn it off,
right? For it to
apply. Take.
I don't want to deal with this anymore. It's bullshit.
Well, then
go off. I don't want nothing to do with you.
All right, Meredith Halfpenny, member for 4 months, bought a project car. So too broke to go to
Super Chat for a while.
But still Patreon YouTube member. Love you all. Thanks for spoiling. Please, you don't owe us anything.
Yeah, post. I'll read it. I'll see it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're not like that. Save this material for the Levyverse, Bob.
I know.
Oh, he won't have it. He won't have it fixed by then. Don't worry.
No, don't worry. It'll still happen.
All right. Only 200.
Guess the fake laughing isn't bringing in the Well, it's bringing you in. I mean, you're a member. So.
Yeah, this is behind the wall. We'll be out of the wall later, and then we'll see what happens.
We're thinking like 400.
In the workplace, and Infinity Broadcasting, which at this point is probably 60 or 70 stations, issues the printout, and every employee is supposed to read this and sign it, and they're supposed to have a lecture for each radio station group to do their thing to try and combat.
It's a video, but what I don't know for sure that we can play it because it's got music in it.
Yeah.
So
We'll have to review it and figure it
out. We'll review it, but it's not. It's nothing. I mean, it's most likely something a lot of you have seen already. So there you go.
And also, I just put something in the Discord that may explain where John had gotten that brilliant original idea of his with the kaleidoscope.
Oh, I wonder where. TiffBots was quite all right. Stand down. Stand down.
All is well.
Workplace flirting or whatever. So Tom Chiasano calls the entire staff into a room.
Oh yeah.
For to give the lecture on this, and he's standing there, and he's not there yet. But behind where he's going to stand is just a table with a television on it. And I took a piece of paper and drew the most rudimentary cock and balls with a few hairs and taped it on the television screen. And fucking Tom came in and started trying to give this lecture with this huge cock. And everybody's dying. He was mad for like a long time because he not only was mad that he was embarrassed that we fucked with him, but he knew we could not wait to the next morning to tell Howard what it happened. It was just
that's pure you.
Realizing that his beer is empty. He's realizing his beer is empty and it's in front of him.
He will. Peter O'Keefe, you should do an over-under bet for the number of times Stuttering John interrupts Jackie and Billy's stories. P.S. Great work. Yeah, it's unbelievable. If it stays off of him for too long, he panics.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about this? Does it kill you, this guy?
And this is really who people want to hear. They could have heard John at this point in time in his life. He was doing a podcast. What are you working on now?
No, I'm just like, Andrea said, try something. It's not in there either.
Just put it down. Put it down. Back away from the phone.
Telling me focus. Maybe I should be there.
Put it on the floor and kick it across the room.
I'm just going to put it over here again.
Okay. All right. Give him 3 minutes.
He's the queen of no
fun. Yeah, he's going to go back.
Fun. Is in charge of fun.
Who's it?
He's in charge of you and everybody that's trying to make mirth for a living.
It's great.
But don't forget that Tom and all the sales guys got Infinity stock. They all got like huge
Infinity.
But this is John constantly pulling out everybody's wallet out of their back pocket.
Huge amounts of Infinity stock.
The show took them to the fucking moon.
But somehow we were fucking.
You know,
we didn't get any of that.
No, I did, and I got to tell you.
I don't know. I bought it, but we didn't get a part of our salary.
No. But I didn't know anything about the stock market or anything, and I heard about this IPO, and I asked them. I said, "What is an IPO?" And they said, "Well, the company is going to go public." And if you belong to the company, you can buy a certain amount of shares, and as an inside price or something like that. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So I bought some shares, and they did great right away. And then I bought a bunch more, and I made a fortune on this stock.
Oh, this has got to be killing John.
But Mel was such a shit to his employees, and it was so funny because he had a reputation where he'd come into a room and say, "All right, everybody from here over is fired." You know, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. And as a person that works at the station or as a talent, as an employee, what a cocksucker, what a piece of shit. But as a stock owner, I'm Mel. You know?
That's how I was.
Yeah. Couldn't have been more the opposite story at Sirius. I got news for you. Those fucking prices dropped like lead balloons, man. It was never good over there.
Completely.
Still ain't shit.
Did you ever hear Jackie's? It's the best story. Jackie Mason story.
Oh.
Billy, did you hear?
Yes.
He just said yes, by the way. He has heard it.
This is my favorite.
Jackie Mason was a 1950s, 1960s comedian.
Yeah, Jewish Borscht Belt comedian, when you say?
Yeah, not really.
He interrupts. He's setting up the story, and he interrupts him to say Borscht Belt comedian. And Billy goes, not really. Not really. How about you just let me fucking tell it? Look at this.
Back. What did he say? What kind of?
Oh, no. I was.
Completely.
Did you ever hear Jackie's? It's the best story. Jackie Mason story.
Oh.
Billy, did you
hear? Yes. Can you tell
that? Guys, yeah, did you hear? What do you care if the cameraman heard?
No. He keeps talking to the camera crew.
Jackie Mason was a 1950s, 1960s comedian.
Yeah, Jewish Boris Bell comedian, would you say?
Yeah.
Not really, but he was smart.
He's one of the most, he might be the funniest guy ever, and he's just absolutely brilliant, but he insulted Ed Sullivan on television in the mid-60s, and Gus Spout was thrown out of show business and had to fight his way back for years because they thought he gave him the finger. It's a long story, but he was one of the top comics anywhere, and then he kind of disappeared. But he was like, he's an icon, especially to a comedian. He's an icon. So we're just getting comedy going on Long Island, and my friend Richie Minervini is going to open this place called the East Side Comedy Club. And Richie's down hanging in Florida at the Diplomat Hotel, and he runs into Jackie Mason, who hasn't, it's like 1980, and the guy has a minimum of work, but he's brilliant. And Richie said, I'm going to open my club.
Look at the girl in the back going, I don't want to have to go next to John.
I know. She's terrified.
Bring him a keg next time. Here you go.
He did the opening week, and we each got took turns hosting the show, and we got to be kind of friends with Jackie Mason. And then he says, you did an album here? You did an album here? I said, yeah, I did an album. He says, maybe we should do an album. And so somehow it got through the grapevine. The way we're gonna do Jackie Mason Election 80, which is gonna be just Jack the same way he does his Broadway shows. It's the same crap with a few election jokes thrown in. But we're gonna meet at his apartment, and
this is how New York is.
And throw around our ideas, and me and Richie and Barry Mitchell, this other comedian, are thrilled to the tits that we're going to go hang out with this icon. It's like going to hang with Rodney or going to, you know, it's like he's a major guy, even though he hadn't been in a while.
Let's give it up for John keeping quiet this long. It's fantastic. I'm into the story. I'm paying attention. It's good.
He'll fuck it up.
To a comedian, this is a big deal. So we go to Park Avenue to his apartment, and he's on the second floor. We go in and he's sitting there.
Just to see the difference in posture between John and Jackie.
Yeah.
It's like Goofus and Gallant.
Elbows all on the table, hunched.
Richie and Barry are sitting on the floor. He's like holding court.
It's like he's about to go, you going to finish that?
And kind of throwing ideas. And I said something. I would love to know what the hell I said. How about this joke or whatever it was? And he goes, did you just think of that? I said, what do you mean? He says, that's your idea. That joke. You just came up with that joke? I said, yeah, I just thought of it. That's genius. My friend, that is genius. And I'm like, holy, Jackie Mason. I've been doing this for 6 months, and this guy's calling me a genius. He goes, that is an unbelief. You, my friend, you are a genius. You, my friend, are a genius. So my head's like, fucking this. He goes, you know what? Maybe we should take a break. We'll go to the deli. We'll get some sandwiches. Come on. So we leave his apartment and get in his elevator. And it's an old building that has the lattice work. So we get in the elevator, and the elevator operator closes the lattice work, closes the door, and we go down to the first floor. And the door opens, and the lattice work opens. And as we go to walk out, Jackie Mason turns the elevator operator and says, you just brought us down here from up there. You, my friend, are a genius.
Yeah, true story, man. I'm working in Vegas at the souvenir liquor store on Fremont Street, right? And Jackie Mason walks in. I'd started doing stand-up. Of course, I knew Jackie Mason before that. And I see him, and I'm like, holy shit, Jackie Mason. He comes up. Now, we had drinks in there, we had souvenirs, we had pharmaceutical over-the-counter stuff, you know, that you can buy Sudafed, all the shit, and he walks up, and I walk down the counter to meet him, and he goes, I have a cold. What do you have for a cold? And I go, I have some tissues. And he goes, you're a genius. He said that, he goes, you're a genius. When he started telling that story, I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. It looks like everybody's been called a genius by Jackie Mason. That's great. That's so funny. What a great story.
It is.
Hey, John, that's how you tell a fucking story.
Mm-hmm. But John was quiet.
And I hope you remember this. Mel said, come on, we're going to go have down and have a drink. And I said, I'm only going to drink with you if I can buy. And we went down to the bar, and me and Mel and Stuttering John are standing at the bar. And we ordered like three beers.
And John said he was only going to go if he wasn't paying.
And $100 bill. And when the guy brought the beers, Mel just took the $100 and nonchalantly ripped it up and put the pieces in an empty bottle. And then after Mel left, fucking John.
I did. I thought I could fucking tape them back together. Dude, that was a whole week's salary.
I mean, listen to this. Did you hear that? Listen to this.
And me and Mel and Stuttering John are standing at the bar, and we ordered like three beers. And I put down $100 bill. And when the guy brought the beers, Mel just took the $100 and nonchalantly ripped it up and put the pieces in an empty bottle. And then after Mel left, fucking John.
I did. I thought I could fucking tape them back together. Dude, that was a whole week's salary. I literally brought them home and tried to map it out.
And he knew you were going to do it. That's why he did it.
I knew it. He knew what a scumbag you were.
You know, he went home that night. You know what I did? I ripped up a $100 bill and I threw it in the fire. I knew he was going to take it home.
I did.
That son of a bitch was up all night. He was up all night.
Oh, yeah. I wish
imagine his beer soaked. He's got to put it in the microwave oven before he tapes it together.
I wish I was, Jack, but me and Mel had a tequila drinking shot contest. I don't remember. And I got so drunk, I ended up puking all over Manhattan. And
I remember walking out with him, and we were on the corner. That was the St. Regis. We were on the corner of 6th Avenue and Central Park South.
Staring at the waitress right now.
100%. Can't.
Staring at her.
As soon as he gets to the end, he hears nothing. He sees nothing. His only priority is that beer.
And at that, whatever it's called, that whatever it was, it was called the Shanghai or whatever years ago. And I remember watching him walk across 6th Avenue. And I'm telling you, it was like he's going to die. He was going
to
die.
I thought I was. I asked to go to take him to the fucking hospital. Well, she would fall for every scheme. Even now, I don't know. Did she call you?
No. Can I have a pack of cigarettes out of your shirt?
Who's he talking about, Robin?
No, but look at the shirt. It looks like he has cigarettes in it.
Yeah, he does look like a greaser. Yeah. You a greaser, bro? You go to the Rumble at the park later?
Yeah. Hallmark, it's called, Bill.
The
get a call.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is Robin. He's talking about
out of nowhere.
For what?
I was actually here. I was actually, you know, like out front of this place, and I get a call from Robin.
Okay, let's bring that back.
Ouch!
Wow.
Actually, you know, I'm like out front of this place, and I get a call from. From Robin.
Yeah.
I never had a desire to go into the middle.
That was like that's a mini one. This was a big one of that.
Like something was popping out of him.
Call from Robin.
He sounded like Beetlejuice in the movie Beetlejuice when he goes, save that one for later.
That man's choke. If you do that at a restaurant, you stutter like that, someone's giving you the Heimlich.
Oh, yeah.
Make that sad. That's a man choking. Listen.
And I get a call from Robin.
Get behind him. Put your arms around
him. Robin.
Ara's, I'm having a problem lately.
That's all right.
But and she's like, I just want to say I'm sorry if I did anything on the show to upset you. And I'm like, what is this? This is a part of a program. It's not
Howard and Ralph like going.
No, it's not. It's not AA. It's a whole thing.
And I said, forgiveness is a whole,
like a therapy thing.
Yeah. And I said, no, you didn't do anything.
It's called the forum.
I said, I'm not mad at anything, but except for the fact that, I mean, she betrayed me when I left, but I said, that's the only thing. And then
everyone betrays him.
That's it.
Well, she always
that happens to you a lot, huh?
What? Yep. Oh, Billy, that happens to you a lot.
That happens to
you a lot, huh? What? All this nonsense. No, when I gave my note.
Stop touching him.
Yeah.
Was to leave.
Oh.
I was on the phone with Rob. She called my wife first and said, John's doing the right thing.
John did the wrong thing.
She said to her that he should look over his shoulder. People are going to leave. And that even she's thinking about doing her own thing. So that's what she was saying, like, same thing to me. And then cut to the next morning on the show. And Howard, I can't believe he's leaving.
Wow. You just turned her into Aunt Jemima.
Doing your impression.
No,
of
no. I keep forgetting. I look at you like
Robin said to him that she was thinking of leaving. Mm-hmm. Now, you know that's complete bullshit. Robin was never going to go anywhere.
No, you're not going to give that info to him anyway.
And that's the big thing. If she was, she ain't talking to him about it. Right. That's for sure.
Right. But you, the one person that would never leave his side is Robin.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And vice versa, you know, he had that. It's private parts. You can see it in the movie. He fought to get her back.
I keep forgetting. I look at you like a little kid, though.
Well, that's the whole problem. Everybody does.
I'm 66, so it might be.
Oh, something. You're older than that.
Somebody asked me how I'm doing a lot better than I deserve.
No, but we used to have a lot of fun in that. And I know I did the impression.
Another one.
You know, Billy said, there was this one guy, Steve. Is he still alive, Steve?
I would not know.
But he was this guy that he was very eccentric.
He was an engineer. He had.
He's talking about Wood Yee.
A very, very overweight old Jewish man that was grandfathered in and they couldn't fire him.
Yeah, like he is the eventual voice of Wood Yee. Like that's how he talked.
I listened to him one day and he said, I got so much to do. There's so much to do. And I said, well, don't you do anything in your spare time besides become the put upon engineer all day? He used to put his head in the wall and go, there's too much to do. And I said, what? He sounds like if you called Woody Allen at home.
Oh, that was your idea?
And you heard really what Woody Allen sounded
like. Oh, I was taking credit for that. I didn't know that was you, Billy.
Well, I have a gun collection.
Last thing, I called to be back on the show. I called because I was coming, to New York to do the show, and I called Bob Boo and I said, hey, if you want, I figured I owe you this to be, I'm offering you guys. And guys said, Tom, we wouldn't know what to do with you anymore. We just interview celebrities now. That show is completely different. Yeah. No. And he said, I'm sorry, John, we wouldn't know what to do with you.
Yeah. Why does Baba Booey sound like Aunt Jemima too?
Yeah, he's black too. Yeah. I know. He's a mess. The waitress just spit in John's beer. Johnny Knoxville. Bruce, my best friend, my friends just stopped by my garage in Maine and I have the show on the TV. And literally one said, what the fuck are you watching? And the other one said, hey, is that Mike Moore? bad enough. I didn't get health insurance. 8675. John lies to try to preserve his pride. Keep up the great work. You're the best. Oh, I mean, you are the best. Mm-hmm. Get it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Should do an over under. Yeah, I like that.
Did you know that Antonio Pierce, the interim coach of the Raiders, used to be an intern for Stern?
Well, he was an intern for a day. It was a bit. He was.
Oh, it was a bit. Okay. I just seen that on some. Yeah, I didn't read.
Yeah, he was playing for the Giants, and they had. For MASH episode of MASH.
Yeah.
Interesting. He's a big fan of that show.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was an intern for a day at Sirius. So yeah. Fake news.
Doodle. No, you're not coming over here to make a fucking poodle paw pie.
But we are going to be going over to the Shuly Network on YouTube, and we will be doing an Uncle Rico for you there in just a matter of, 10 minutes?
Yeah. Just enough time for Bob to get his phone fixed.
There you want to start at 3:45?
Sure. So we can do 3:45. 3:45 start time.
We'll get the links up and everything, and hit the like button there, here, and everywhere, and
Thanks for watching. Thanks for going behind the wall with us. It's a pleasure for us to do this for you guys. So thank you for supporting us, and we'll see you over on YouTube. Tell everybody to come on out. Bye, everybody.
If you're hearing this Wednesday as the audio release, there is audio of everything on Patreon.
Correct. If you go sign up on Patreon, you get audio of everything, not just what comes out Wednesdays.
Get them links out, boys. Let's go.
It's time to blunder!